The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 9th, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
Jivamayi se kritasau hidartha janeshu deham bharavartikeshu griheshu jaya atma jarati matsu na priti jukta javada thasya loke. So, it has been recommended. It is not working. What is the use of keeping big, big paraphernalia? Bambha arambe lhugu kriya. Arambha, arrangement is very big, but work is no. No work. What is the use of keeping useless machine? That is going on in the material world. Everything is babharambe logukriya. That has been spoken by Chanakya Pandit. Ajajuddhi muni shraddhe. Ajajuddhi. Aja means goats. You have seen goat fighting, as if though two big, big heroes are fighting. But as soon as somebody comes, hut! Have you seen experience? Goats and lambs, they'll fight. Oh, oh, like this. But as soon as somebody comes, hut! This is one of the example of babharambhe logukriya, arambha, as if something very serious is going to happen. But actually, it is non-significant. Ajajuddhi muni sraddhi. Muni, in the jungle, in the forest, there are munis. So, they are arranging for some festival to offer oblations to the forefathers, Sraddha. So what they have got? They have got some fruits and leaves, that's all. So the arrangement may be that tomorrow we are going to have this festival. But the festival means some leaves and some water, that's all. No utensils, no gold, no jewels, nothing of this. So this is another babharambhe logukriya. Arrangement is very big, but fact is nothing. And dampate kalahe chaiva. And fight between, or quarrel between husband and wife. In India, there is no question of divorce. So, nobody takes very serious care when there is fight between husband and wife. So, there also, I am going to immediately leave you, going to kill you, and so many things. But after an hour, everything is finished. No more quarrel. Dampate kalhaischaiva prabhate megadumbane. And in the morning, if you see big cloud assembly and thundering sound, but you rest assured there will be no rain in the morning. So these things are babharambhe logukriya. Arambha, beginning is very gorgeous, but end is nothing. So that is not good. So, here it is suggested that in this human form of life, you have got two choices. Either you again go to hell, or you go back to home, back to God. Two choices. Then, by evolutionary process, you come to the human form of life after going through 8 million forms of lower grade life. Then you come to this human form of life when your consciousness is developed. You are not exactly like animals. The animal propensities are there, but it is decent because you have got good advanced consciousness. The animals eat, we also eat, but our eating process is more decent than the animals. We have got nice kitchen, we can prepare varieties of foodstuff by mixing so many eatables, because we have got intelligence, we can do. The animals cannot. So, similarly, sleeping, there are animals, they also sleep, we also sleep, but our apartment is very nice, we have got nice bed, and improved way. So, this life is, human life, is the sum total of develop consciousness. That is to be understood. But we are not utilizing it. How this developed consciousness should be utilized, that education is lacking. The modern civilization, especially in this age, they are simply busy. Advancement of civilization means advancement of the process of eating, advancement of the process of sleeping, advancement of process of sex life, advancement of defense, that's all. But that will not help us. Just like there are thieves, there are some thieves, they have got very organized system of stealing. Very educated man, scientists, they can enter into the bank safety room with scientific method. They can open the chest, treasury, and take at a time millions of dollars away. And there is another kind of thief. They simply pickpocket or burglar when they get opportunity. Take away some goods from your house. In Hindi it is called Heera and Kheera. Somebody is stealing Kheera. Kheera means cucumber. Just like we saw on the street, so many houses, there are so many fruits, apples. If you like, you can take it. But if we take it beyond the fence of that private house, it is criminal. It is criminal. If you take one apple, it has no cost here, practically. And somebody is stealing from your box, Heera. Heera means diamond. But if these two classes of thieves are arrested, according to law, they are punishable for 6 months imprisonment. The man cannot say, who has stolen one apple, so what is the price of this apple, sir? I have taken one apple. Why you are putting me into jail? But law is there. Even if it is apple, it has no value. Because you have stolen it, it is the property of a private person. So as you have stolen, therefore you are punished. And similarly, as another thief who has stolen a diamond worth $10 million. He is also punished. Because both of them are thieves. You cannot say that I am thief, certainly, but I have taken which is practically has no worth. No. Similarly, if you become an advanced civilized man simply to make a gorgeous game, babharambe, of this eating, sleeping, mating and defending, you remain animal. These things they cannot understand. These rascal civilization, they think this is advancement of civilization. They cannot think that with this advancement of civilization, of industry, big, big cities, electric light, big, big road, motor cars, but what is the basic principle? The basic principle is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Just like the basic principle being stealing. You are thieves. Either you are expert thief for stealing diamonds, or you are not expert but you can steal one apple or one peach. Both of you are thieves, so you are punished. You are punished. The gorgeous thief scientifically stealing from the bank millions of dollars, he cannot say that I am advanced thief. I am very civilized way. I take at a time millions of dollars. Therefore, my stealing is advancement of civilization. These rascals, they cannot understand. Therefore, we call all of them rascals. They may say that we are so much advanced and you are crazy. Yes, but just see, the law is either you are advanced thief or you are cruel thief, you are thief. And as soon as you are thief, you are punished. This is the process. That is the defect of modern civilization. They are going to hell and they are thinking they are advanced. This is the defect. Adanta gobhi visadanta misram. Punapunacharvitacharvananam. Punapunacharvitacharvan. Charvitacharvan means chewing the chewed. Actually, you see, the advanced thieves, rascals, I heard who told me in Paris, there are clubs, very, very big men, politicians, businessmen, they go to night club. They pay $50 for entering the club and they spend hundreds of dollars for wine and oven. What is that? Turn topless, bottomless. Just see the rascal dumb. He has got wife, the same sex pleasure. Again they are going to the nightclub. This is called charvitacharvanam, chewing the chew. The rascal does not know what great pleasure I shall get there in the nightclub. The same thing. But they have no other ways of thinking. They have no information that there is another pleasure, which is transcendental pleasure. Which is better than this material pleasure. They have no information. They have rascals. Old man is going also for the same thing. He cannot enjoy, but he will spend, say, $500, $100,000 for nothing and waste time. This is called charvita charvana. And why do they do? Adanta govi. Go means senses. Cannot control the senses. This is the defect. Because these rascals cannot control the senses, remain the same cats and dogs. Just like the dogs, the cats, they cannot control senses. On the street, they have sex life. And human being also, in the other country, I have seen. And the open street, open beach, they are having. Oh, how horrible it is. The puna charvita charva. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is needed to give these rascals the chance of associating with devotees. This is needed. Otherwise, they are going to hell. In spite of their so-called civilization, motor tire civilization, they will go to hell. But they cannot understand. They are thinking, these people are crazy. Let us enjoy. After this life, everything is finished. So long this life is there, let us enjoy. Let us enjoy. That is explained. Jad indriya pritaye. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. Oh, alas. These rascals, they have become mad. Pramatta. Pramatta means mad. Matta means mad. And pra means prakishta rupena. Still more. Still more. A mad man, he is not so harmful. He becomes naked and goes to the street and talks nonsense, that much. But this man, although he is dressing like a gentleman and talking of scientific and philosophy, but he is simply after the sex pleasure, Paramatma. He has no other. Therefore this word has been used. Paramatma, prakishta rupena matta. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Vikarma means forbidden, criminal activities. There are three kinds of activities. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means prescribed duties. That is karma. That's like sakarma. In the Bhagavad Gita, sakaramanātam abhvarca. Everyone has got prescribed duties. Why is there scientific understanding? There must be, as I was talking the other day, scientific division of the human society. The most intelligent class, they should be trained up as Brahman. They should be trained out as administrator. They should be trained out as traders, agriculturists, and cow protectors. The economic development requires cow protection, but these rascals do not know. The economic development means cow killing. Just these rascal civilization. Don't be sorry. It is Shastra. Don't think that I am criticizing the Western civilization. It is Shastra says, very experienced. So, there are so many economic development advocates. But they do not know that cow protection is one of the items of economic development. These rascals do not know. They think cow killing is better. Just the opposite. Therefore, kurute vikarma, simply for little satisfaction of the tongue, the same benefit you can derive from the milk. But because they are rascals, madmen, they think that eating and drinking the blood of the cow is better than drinking milk. Milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. Everyone knows. Everyone knows. Just like a human being, mother. As soon as the child is born, immediately. Before the child is born, you don't find in the breast of the mother any drop of milk. See? Any young girl, there is no milk in the breast. But as soon as the child is born, immediately, spontaneously, this is God's arrangement. Because the child requires food, just see how God's arrangement is there. Still, we are trying for economic development. If a child is born and God's economic program is so nice, nature's economic program, that immediately the mother is ready with the milk. This is economic development. So, the same milk is supplied by the cow. She is actually mother, and this rascal civilization is killing mother. Mother killing civilization. You see. You suck the breast of your mother from the beginning of your life, and when she is old, if you think a mother is useless, burden, cut its throat. Is that civilization? So these rascals are doing that, taking milk as much as possible from the cows, and then as soon as milk is not stopped, it will again come if the cow is protected, given right nutritious food and protection. The cow will supply you milk so long she lives, as long as she lives. But as soon as they see that the cow, now they are giving 30 kilos, now it has decreased 20 kilos or 10 kilos. Oh, economic development. That is so. Economic development. Just see how rascal civilization it is. Therefore it is called Nūraṁ pramatta kurute bikarma. Bikarma. Bikarma means criminalities. You cannot kill anyone. Just like in the state laws, if you kill somebody, then you will be hanged. This is the law. Life for life. That is sanctioned in the shastras, Manusamhita. When a person is a murderer, he should be killed. Why he should be killed? Because he will be saved from so many dangerous condition in his next life, that they do not know. They do not believe in the next life. So, without knowing, without sufficient knowledge, they are declaring themselves as civilized. That is mentioned here. Nūraṁ pramatta kurute bikarma. And why they are doing that? Yat indriya-pritaye, simply for the satisfaction of the tongue. That is also false. If you have got enough milk production, you can break the milk and you get the cheese. And from cheese, if you, we are daily doing that, you can make nice preparation, chana, that is very nutritious, full of protein. And you can make rasagulla, sandesh, so many other preparation from the casing, the cheese, but they do not know. Crude civilization and take a lump of flesh and boil it and give little salt and black pepper and eat like animal. This is civilization. This is civilization. Just try to understand. You have to convince your countrymen that what is this civilization? Nonsense civilization. Stop this kind of civilization. Learn how to become civilized. Don't claim yourself a civilized man and eating like tigers and dogs and cats. Is that civilization? But that way. That is stated here. It is not new. Always there is a certain class of men, demons, who are not civilized, but declaring themselves civilized. Otherwise, how it has come into Bhagavata? There were also in that time. Now the number has increased on account of this age, but these two classes of men are always there. Therefore, those who are actually civilized, they are called Aryans. Aryans. Advanced in knowledge. How to live? What is the purpose of life? What is the goal of life? How to live? How to become peaceful? How to become everything? That is civilization. And nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma, and blindly go on committing criminal activities and a nice dress, a nice motor car. That is not civilization. Adanta govi visutanta mishram. They are going to hell under the good dress and good road. They are going to hell because they could not control the senses. So don't become victims of this civilization. Try to understand. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma. And what is the purpose? Just indriya-pritaye. The same thing. Indriya-pritaye means satisfying the senses. So that already explained. The sense gratification process is already there in the animals. The hogs and dogs, they are also busy in sense gratification. Then why you are calling yourself civilized than these cats and dogs? They are also eating meat, just like tiger. And because you can cook it very nicely with spices, you become civilized. But they are taken. No, we can cook very nicely because in the flesh there is no taste. So it has to be added with garlic, it has to be added with onion and some other. Then it becomes little palatable. Otherwise, what is the test of this dead flesh? Suppose if you... But those who are after this blood, they find test. So that is tigers and dogs and cat civilization. That is not human civilization. Simply for sense gratification, you are prepared to commit so many criminal activities. And you are passing on as civilization. That's what he says. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikarma yadindriya prītaye aprinoti. Aprinoti. Nasādhu manne. Rishabde says, oh, my dear minds, it is not very good. A sadhuman. Sadhu means honest word, nice. Sadhu means saintly person. Or good. It is not good. Why it is not good? I am enjoying. I am enjoying my palate. It's very nice. The sadhuman ne jato atmano ayam asannapi klesada asadhiha. You do not know that you have got this material body. And what is this material body? Material body means full of miserable condition. That's all. Who has got a material body, they do not understand what is spiritual body. So suppose material or spiritual, anyone who has got this body, can anyone here say, though I have no trouble, I am free from all trouble. Is there anyone? Is it possible to say? What do you think? Can anyone say that, yes, I have got this body, but I have no miserable condition. I am always very happy. Is there anyone? That the rascal civilization, they cannot understand. They are trying to stop miserable condition, but he does not know that miserable condition is his body. Just see how much fool is this. He does not know that this very body is the cause of your miserable condition. They do not know. They are trying to improve the condition. How will you improve the condition? Just like in our Bengal, there is a word, Jodi jao bonge, kopale jabe shonge. Just like people are going from this country to that to improve economic condition. But it is a common sense that wherever you rascal go, your fate will go with you. Either you go to England or India or here and there because people are struggling for economic development. But he does not know that I cannot make an inch of development beyond the destiny which is already fixed up. Already fixed up. Don't you see that two men, they are working day and night very hard. One man has become all of a sudden millionaires, and another man, he has no employment. Why? Why this distinction? Both of them have worked hard to improve economic development, but one has become very quickly millionaire, another is still struggling. He does not know how to eat tomorrow. Why this arrangement? Who has made this arrangement? So this is actually study, that you cannot change your fate, already fixed up. The material condition of life, as soon as you get a certain type of body, your pains and pleasure already fixed up within the body routine work. You cannot make any change. Just like the, I have given many times, the pig, he is destined to eat stool. Therefore he has been awarded that type of body. So, however you canvass this pig, why you are eating this stool, take this halwa, he will not take. It will not take. Because his destiny means he has got that particular type of body. So these are finer studies. So according to the body, every man's happiness and distress is already fixed up. You cannot change it. That is called fate. That is called fate. But you can change your fate if you take to Krishna consciousness. That is possible. So far your body is concerned. Take for example, just for all of you, you are accustomed to the Western way of life, eating meat or drinking or illicit sex or so many things. But because you have taken to Krishna consciousness, you have stopped. Nobody can stop. No common man can do it. Is there any possibility? Not possible. Not possible. Therefore, if you want to change your lot, your destiny, then you must take to Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. This so-called rascalism, philanthropism, this ism, that ism, that will not be able to change your lot. Just like this communist country. In 1917, I think, the revolution was there, communist. And what is it today? 1917 and it is 1973, 74. How many years? How many years? 56 years. They are advocating this philosophy. What they have done? Now they are going to hold conference. How? Peace. Why not peace? By your philosophy, this communist philosophy. devotee could not attend working 57th year, now they will attend by holding another conference. Just see. Just see the rascal now. They could not improve anything. They are the same fearful of other countries. I went to Moscow. There, all people are unhappy. Their economic condition is not very developed. Simply advertisement. I was talking with the Professor Kotovsky. I asked him, please call for a taxi. So, he was sorry. He said, Swamiji, it is Moscow. It is very difficult to get a taxi. You see? What is the condition of the country? Then he came down personally up to the door and he showed me one shortcut. Swamiji, if you go like this, in this way, then you get your hotel. Because he was disappointed to give me immediately a taxi. Now you can understand. Either there is no demand for taxi, people cannot pay for it, that is the fact. Or the government arrangement says that everyone is poor man, there is no possibility of thriving in taxi business or getting taxi. This is practical, I have seen. And actually, in no other city in Europe and America I have seen so many people walking on the street. We can study, just like there is rice cooking. You take one grain of rice and press it. If it is soft, then you know that now the rice is prepared. It is intelligence required. So from this taxi affair, I could understand that these people are not happy. And another incident I saw that Ramchandra was there. He could not collect even a nice rice, nice dal. Only milk was available. Milk and jugar, that is very sufficiently available. No vegetable, no fruit, no grain. At least men like us cannot live there happily. But they will not get any food. Unless he's a meat eater, he will have to starve. The whole world is coming to like that. And it is said in this shastra, gradually this condition of human civilization will deteriorate to such extent that no more rice will be available, no more wheat will be available, no more sugar will be available, everything will be, no more milk will be available, finished. Simply, you have to eat the seeds of the... There is no fruit, only seed. Just like in the mango, there is one seed and pulp. The pulp will not be available. Only seed will be available. These are already foretold. No fruits will be available, no grains will be available, no milk will be available. Therefore, if you are intelligent within this short duration of life, you make your Krishna consciousness perfectly done and go back to Krishna. Don't live here. Don't come here again. Take that philosophy. Taktati hang punarjanma naiti mam eti kohanti. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then after leaving this body, taktati hang punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma naiti, no more birth in this material world. Then, when does he go finish? No, mameti, he comes to me. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so important, just try to understand. Don't waste your time. Finish your business of Krishna consciousness perfectly. Whatever little duration of life you have got. That is stated here. Nunam pramatta kruti vikarma yadindriya prita e aprinoti na sadhu manne. In this way, to waste time, is not at all good. Na sadhu manne. Why it is not good? Jata atmanayam asannapi klesa dyasa deha. Because we have got this miserable condition of life, this body. This is due to our past action. Now if you create again the same action, then you have to accept another body. Then your this miserable condition of life will continue. Will continue. Just finish it. Therefore, life, the whatever time we have got, whatever opportunity we have got, we have to prepare ourselves. Never taking material body. That is only possible if you are transferred to the spiritual world. Then it is possible. And how it can be done? Krishna says, janma karmam dibbam jo janati tat. If you simply try to understand what is Krishna, simply by this understanding. Otherwise, you will have to accept this material body. If you have got any desire to enjoy in this material world, therefore bhakti means annavilasita sunnam jnana karmadana vritam. If you take the path of jnana-kanda, karma-kanda, or without knowledge, people do not know what is jnana-kanda, karma-kanda, they are just like animals. So they are desiring like animals, therefore annavilasita sunnam. Except becoming Krishna conscious, except this desire, no more other desires. Annavilasita sunnam. Jnana karmadana. Anukullina Krishna anusilinam. Simply cultivating the knowledge of Krishna consciousness favorably. Krishna consciousness, not like konsa. Therefore this word has been used. Anukullina. Favorably. Konsa, he was afraid of Krishna. He was always Krishna conscious. Because he was thinking, Krishna may come. May come and kill me. Where he is now? Where he is coming? His consciousness was always absorbed in Krishna. But it was not anukullena. It was pratikullena. Pratikullena means adverse. He was thinking of Krishna as enemy. So he was, that was pratikullena. But still, he got salvation. He became merged into the effulgence. So the enemies of Krishna get that position, merge into the Brahma effulgence. Is that a very good place for the devotees? No. Why the devotees should accept this impersonal Brahma effulgence? They must go to Krishna directly and play with him and dance with him. Thank you very much.